Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody, on this wonderful Friday. I was not supposed to be here.
Poor Chuck.
Poor me, but I banged up my knee, and so I am here.
He was supposed to be in a golf tournament.
I'm not supposed to be in a golf tournament. Yeah. So, but I'm thrilled to be here. And Chuck and Julie Show, Chuck Bonino, Julie Hayden, Truth Straight Up. A little too much truth straight up, apparently, for our good friends at YouTube.
At YouTube, that's right. Hey, we're brought to you, as always, by AmericaCitizenPress.com and also Dr. McCallum, Julie McCallum with Denver Cinegenics. Yeah, a couple of programming notes. Let me sort of say the good news first. Well, they're both good news in a way. One's a badge of honor. Next week, we're going to just be repeating some shows. The folks at BBS are doing a major upgrade, and computer-wise, it would just be too much of a hassle. So next week, we'll be here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but it's going to be some previous shows.
Best of Chuck and Julie.
One of the shows that we're going to show again is the one that YouTube does not want you to see. We have once again been banned by YouTube, once again for the audacity of sharing Michael Tao's suspicions on coronavirus. And we're going to talk more about that in the second half hour.
Well, you know, we're joining Senator Ron Johnson, who apparently had a Senate hearing. Yeah. In which they talked how ivermectin, zinc, and hydrochloroquine meant a good combination and really helping people recover from and help stop getting coronavirus. And apparently that is something that cannot be allowed to the public to know.
No.
And so they banned him. How long they banned him? I don't know.
A week. Usually it's a week or two weeks.
It's an amazing time to live in. You could ask me a couple years ago, if some senator's statements on what have been proven to be
which is true, by the way.
Well, God knows what's true according to them anymore. But pointing out that that's been found to be successful will get you banned.
Right. And so, you know, and we'll talk about that because actually, well, on one hand, it's become sort of a badge of honor. I think it is also, it's a war that we're in, and the big tech companies have completely weaponized their platforms. And we need to not take it sitting down. And I see we've got Karen Cataline, who's got her own show. And Karen, just a note, if you're going to be around at the bottom of the hour, I'd love to hear your opinions on this too, because I know the censorship is something you've struggled with. But before we get to all of that, I want to welcome everybody to the show. We've got columnist John Conlon on with us. He writes a lot for AM Greatness, and he has a new one up. The solution is simple, stop sucking, which is an intriguing column. So, hey, John, thank you for your time on this Party Friday. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me. And based on what you guys were talking earlier, the problem is you two are just troublemakers. That's really the core issue there.
Well, you know, and I'll briefly talk about that because I know there are some media organizations and some shows that would back away. I mean, we knew because we already had one strike against us, right? We'd only been back on YouTube one day. And we knew when we had Michael Tao on that they have algorithms, right? And clearly we've come to the attention of the algorithm bots. Yeah. And we knew when we had Michael Tao on that this was probably going to happen.
No matter what Michael Tao said.
Right.
Any one of Michael Tao's opinions would have been considered.
And so we did it anyway. And so, John, just so you know, I don't care. To me, it's like, I figure, hey.
You can get us suspended.
too. No, I mean, our point is truth straight up. People can decide for themselves. They can agree with someone.
No, YouTube decides.
Well, yeah, YouTube decides. So, but I mean, I want to promise everybody and all of our, and the guests that we have too, we will never not book somebody because we're afraid of what YouTube or Facebook is going to say about it. To me, that road leads down to very bad places. So thank you, John. And I know you aren't afraid to tackle tough topics anyway.
Well, and it actually kind of tangentially applies to what I was talking about because, you know, Stop Sucking was talking about the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And there was two parts of it, but the second part was let's go win the stinking argument, you know? And Chuck put it perfectly. A couple years ago, he would have bet, you know, a ton of money that tech giants censoring, you know, senators, presidents, while allowing Iranians and whoever to be on their platform wouldn't be done. But, you know, if the Republicans don't, you know, they can hold all the hearings they want. I've heard Lindsey Graham, you know, talk about how he's going to do this and that for years. But, you know, sooner or later, do something about it. I mean, we're living in the real world. This is happening real time. Something needs to be done.
Right. Well, and
a few of them, like the governor of Florida, just signed a bill which would impose fines for censoring political candidates. Whether that'll make it through the courts, who knows? But he's the kind of person, at least, is doing something, trying to do something.
Well, we've got Ken Buck is like, and I'm just going to say, I've lost a lot of faith lately in Ken Buck. He's putting out a lot of tweets about it, but we've all seen this before. I mean, there's a reason the big tech companies spend millions of dollars on lobbying, and that's so you got guys like Ken Buck, and hopefully he means it this time, and Lindsey Graham, and they can put out these mean tweets and say, oh, we're going to hold them accountable, and then they don't, you know, so, but I think you're right. The Republican Party better realize, I mean, and now we're going to talk about this more, but the big tech companies, they're not even hiding it anymore. They're just they're hiding it under the title misinformation. But basically, if you're saying something they don't like, they just don't let you say it anymore on their platforms. And what do they think these Republicans is going to happen in 2022 or 2024? I mean, I think you're right. They better just stop sucking and start fighting.
And, you know, Chuck might agree with this. I don't know. We have a power in this country that cannot be stopped. It is undefeatable. They are called tort attorneys. Set the change the law so those bastards can be sued, and the tort attorneys, looking at all that money that they're sitting on, trust me, will take them down.
Yeah, that more than anything. Well, talk to us about, you know, the solution is simple, stop sucking. Talk, what's the premise of the column and the point you're trying to make?
Well, I was responding to another article that would have been in American Greatness, and the guy was lamenting how, you know, we've got words and we have facts and evidence on our side, but we continue to lose. You know, the example, or he said, you know, the water's up to our neck, and I agree with that. I mean, for my entire adult life, I've been somewhat astounded that, you know, conservative thought, especially economic thought, I mean, is overwhelmingly correct. I mean, real world results, theory across the board. Yet we continue, you know, a third of the country wants to be socialists or communists. Clearly something is wrong here. And I kind of break it down into two parts. The first part is there's the Republicans out there who just view the whole thing kind of like professional wrestling, you know, the our side versus their side, that's for the rubes out here in flyover country. They're on team government, and the only real fight is, you know, over who gets their snout in the trough. You see that kind of with the, you know, the infrastructure bill.
Right.
You know, Biden wants $3 trillion, but those rascally Republicans, they hold out and, you know, no, we're only going to do $1.5 trillion. And then the second part is simply, like I said, win the argument. The progressives has supposedly become the party of, you know, we believe in science. Well, Saul Alinsky, everyone should read Rules for Radicals. It is a great book. It explains a lot. One of his rules was always make the other side live by their own set of rules. They make the rules, their own rules, make them live by them. And you can win on that because very few organizations can actually live up to the rules they set. And so, you know, if these people want to say, well, we believe in science, good. Let's go out and win the argument because the science is on our side, whether it's the false, you know, false concept of race, whether it's the insanity of transgenderism, whether it's collectivism is based on falsehoods and abstractions. I mean, let's go out and just end these things and start winning the argument. But first, we have to want to win the argument.
You know, I've known politicians all my life, you know, a family full of politicians.
We won't hold that against you, Jeff.
And he's a lawyer. So.
And, you know,
I know. Well, that one we still might hold against
you. 90% of them just love politics. They don't care what side they're on. If Donald Trump is popular, then they like Donald Trump. If Donald Trump isn't popular, they don't like him. They don't care. They just want to be in office, whatever it takes to be in office. And therefore, you know, they'll do whoever will help pay them to do it. To expect them to have principled stands. If you're a highly principled person, you have a short shelf life in politics because people do not respect people who are brilliantly disagree with them. They hate that. And so you have to be able to just endlessly flip sides. You know, before you're pro-Trump, then you're anti-Trump. You're like Nikki Haley. I hate Trump. I love Trump. I hate Trump. I love Trump. Whatever it is for the moment, she'll quickly change around. And that's the heart of most politicians. They just like being in the game. And whatever it takes to change, they'll change. And there are a few that really do hold to their principles. And they're known as formally elected.
Well, and this from Sandra. She's very says, and why are they like that? She says, how many millionaire politicians are there? Yeah. You know, how they get to be millionaires, lobbyists putting money in their pockets or their family's pockets and selling out the people of this country. Well, John, you know, one thing, too, I would like to maybe push back a little bit, and that I think we need to be careful as Republicans. It's not, I would say, just as simple as winning the argument, because if that was all there was to it, we would have
communism
won.
And socialism would have lost, you know, half century ago. And everybody, hey, it doesn't work.
One would hope.
But what one of the things that makes me optimistic is because it's kind of hard to show people what doesn't exist. But I think what we're seeing under Biden with inflation, which because I kind of, again, respectfully disagree with Professor David Bieri, who was saying there's some good news about that. I'm like, not if you're writing the check, there isn't any good news. But I think that people are beginning to see, you know, that these aren't just lofty ideas that you talk about in college. This is stuff that the Democrats are implementing and it's not working well.
Oh, well, without a doubt. I mean, we unfortunately might be the generation that will discover what happens when this country can't borrow any more money. And I don't think that'll be a pleasant experience for any of us, regardless of your will.
No, it will not be. No. It'll be a disaster. But then it was a disaster to give mortgages to people who couldn't afford them. Not a problem.
But there are a bunch of, but I think what's happening now, though.
Well, they all come
together. There are a bunch of disasters going on
right
now.
Well, good. That's what just look at Democratic reign, or our socialist reign, but here in the country, we don't have any pure socialism. But wherever Democratic policies prevail, big cities,
right.
How are they doing? Oh, just great. Just great.
No. Now,
if you can destroy California, you know, close to heaven and earth that there is, you can destroy everything. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter they destroyed California. Oh, good. If we've destroyed California, let's move on to Colorado next. It's great. And nobody in California seems to notice. Oh, yeah, we got to keep Gavin Newsom.
Well, they do. They're leaving. Well,
they're leaving, but the next election, you know, Gavin Newsom won't be recalled, and they'll go happily on their way to the next incredibly destructive policy they have. The problem, John, is human nature. The problem is human beings.
We're the problem.
No. We're not logical. No. We're not rational. We are not any of those things. We love to kill each other. We love to slaughter each other. We love bloodbath.
It's Party Friday.
And it's Party Friday. So I'm trying to be optimistic here about the nature of human beings. But human beings, you know, the reason why Republicans suck is because humans suck.
Democrats suck also. What is
they
it?
Do suck, haven't you noticed?
They just hide it.
I agree. I was laughing with my wife the other day with Manchin and Sinema getting so much grief because of the, you know, they're not going to vote to get rid of the filibuster, and they're not going to vote for this HR1 and whatnot. And what I was talking to her is saying, what's really scary, not that these two are quote holdouts, but that the other 48 or other senators there are willing to go along with it.
Yeah,
I mean, all of a sudden they became commies. I mean, because I think you put your finger on it, Chuck. They're just in. They just want to be in the game. And if the game says you got to be a commie today, then God bless commies, I guess.
Yeah,
that's right. You know, it's kind of interesting. Before the show, I was reading a column by David Harsanyi, who was he a spokesperson, right, for Bernie Sanders, or is that, am I thinking a different?
No.
Okay. Oh, that was David Sirota. Never mind. But David Harsanyi, who is conservative. You're right. I was totally wrong. There's somewhat conservative, but more, how do I say it? He's kind of more middle of the road, I think, probably than us. I don't think he's wasn't a giant Trump fan, so to speak. But he had a great column about how the Democrat Party is in complete disarray. But the scary thing is, though, is that the progressives have pushed Biden far left of where he would have been even a couple, back in November. And he was kind of lamenting what that might indeed mean for the country, because they're pushing him there. You know, he makes Bernie Sanders look like a moderate.
Oh, but without a doubt. But you know, this is the time for the Republicans to win the argument, to go out and have the argument, not send mean tweets, not to have a committee, but to reach out to people and win the argument. You know, in the article, I bring up, you know, the kabuki dance of school choice. I mean, do we really believe in freedom? The wonders of freedom, of capitalism, of free people freely interacting with other free people. It's a system that has never failed in the history of humans. If we do, then why are we having such glacial progress in K-12 choice? I mean, you know, I'm a firm believer, if we don't fix K-12, it really doesn't matter what we do, because we are doomed. But once again, it's the Republicans have to just say, we're going to go out and win these things.
Well, that's a great point.
The opportunity, like you said, the Dems are in disarray. They've lost their minds. I mean, if we go around and, you know, you have Democratic friends. I have Democratic friends. I have Democratic relatives. They're not crazy lefties. You know, they still think that they're voting, you know, versus the country club Republican type thing.
Right. Well, you know,
one thing about you were just saying, I mean, you know, if Republicans really believed them, if they believed, they would put on the ballot here in Colorado a system saying from now on you get $15,000 for your child's education. You can't take it yourself. You can't use it on drugs. It has to go to a school. And wouldn't you prefer that to being forced into whatever else you're forced into? By far, I think most people would vote for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the school teachers wouldn't and everything else, but I'd rather be able to choose my kids' next education, but we never do because I don't know why.
Well, and you make that point in your column that this is a totally winning argument. What parent really is against being able to choose the best school for their kids? No parent would be. It's like, oh, no, I want the government to choose the best school for my kid. Kind of like how they do in China and Russia.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, if you can't win that argument, the national average is over $15,000 per kid per year. I mean, if you can't go to poor people, middle-class people, and say, here's what we want to do, is we want to give you $15,000 a year, every kid. Like Chuck said, you can't spend it on the rent. You can't spend it over here. You only can spend it on your kid's education. Would you be willing? Do you think that's good?
Yeah.
That just is not a tough sell. As Andrew Breitbart said, you know, if you can't sell liberty and freedom, you suck.
Well, and part of the problem is, and here's where I think, to me anyway, the difficulty lies, and that is a lot of times politicians anymore, because of the way the election system works, because of the money in it, they're not actually really talking to voters anymore. They're talking to people who are going to give them money.
They never talk with voters. They only talk to voters.
Right. Well, I mean, and so they don't. So the interest. I mean, the voter, the actual citizen anymore in this country has the least amount of power of anyone, really. But I think it's even worse than it used to be. And I think politicians know they don't even have to pretend anymore to listen to voters or pay attention to voters.
They never did. They never
Chuck, did. It's Party Friday. Optimistic.
I am. I'm totally optimistic.
Well, John, let me ask you a final question before, or at least from me before we let you go. Can we do it, do you think? Can we stop sucking?
Can Republicans stop sucking?
Yes. I think it will not happen as quickly as you and I desire. I don't know if it'll happen as quickly as it needs to, because there are catastrophes coming our way, whether it's, you know, unfunded liabilities for social programs, whether it's inflation, whether it's, you know, how long can we run up $1 trillion deficits? How long are people going to, you know, buy into this illusion of the government taking money from one pocket and putting it in the other and saying, there, we've taken care of that issue. So But yeah, I am cautiously optimistic, because if you're not optimistic, I don't know, you just probably crawl in a cave with your bottle of booze and
every day would be
party.
Yeah. All right. You know, I agree with you there. Hey, John, where do you, you're working on something else too? You got something coming up pretty quick on American Greatness?
I'm hopefully having one next week.
All right, perfect. Okay.
Oh, it's John, great to talk to you, John.
I love it when you send me the link, so I appreciate you doing that, and thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thanks to both you, and let me speak to all of your listeners. It will be a grand, grand moment when you two get back on broadcast radio with a bigger audience, because you two do a great, great job, and I'm not just sucking up to you. It's the truth.
If you think we get banned, we get banned on our own podcast. I mean, we got thrown off the air for good reason. For good reason.
Well, that's good. Well, see, Chuck, you're a troublemaker. That's
good. I don't.
Sandra agrees. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. And we'll let you know if that happens. Thank you, John Conlon there. I've got a great column up in American Greatness. It's amgreatness.com. You know, part of the problem is, and that's a whole other show, is the whole business model for radio is changing. We every so often get paid.
Dying is contacting
us, but it's not what it used to be. And pretty much everything's gone to pay to play. And we figure, hey, if we're going to pay, we're going to put out our own podcast where we have total control. Which leads us into the topic I wanted to talk about, because I think, you know, YouTube banned us once again.
And
they don't even, they just say for misinformation about COVID. Here's what I want to play though, because I want to first point out the hypocrisy and then get into why I think the hypocrisy exists. And then we can take comments and calls and everything from everybody. 888-627-6008 is the number, 888-627-6008. But first, Thomas, if we could play the Fauci Facebook bite. This is an interview with Senator Blackburn and Maria Bartiromo just over the weekend. If we could play that, please.
We've got the Fauci Facebook files and the censorship and potential collusion between Fauci and Facebook, following the release of his emails from the early days of the pandemic. There are serious questions regarding how much he knew and whether or not the virus was man-made in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. There's a good op-ed in the Journal this morning saying that if you just look at the science, the genetic makeup of COVID-19, we can see, these two scientists wrote, that it was man-made, Senator. Your thoughts on these emails between Fauci and Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook, where they're talking about what to say, this information hub basically ended up censoring key information about the potential for a man-made virus. I mean, look, we've got the timeline right here. In March of 2020, Zuckerberg emails Fauci saying, how can we help? We want to be part of this. We want you to be part of our information hub. And then on April 16th, Facebook says it's going to take steps to combat COVID-19 misinformation. And that means they're going to take down any posts that says that the virus was escaped from the lab. Facebook announced it's continuing to remove more false claims. And then they say, you can't say anything about hydroxychloroquine as a treatment because Trump said it worked. And then, of course, the email dump is released on May 25th, exposing Fauci and talking to Mark Zuckerberg. So Facebook changes its policy and says, oh, no, forget it. We won't remove anything, any posts that say COVID-19 may have been man-made. I mean, what is going on here? Is this collusion?
Well, what we do know is that definitely Dr. Fauci and Mark Zuckerberg were in cahoots on this, and it certainly deserves a look and an investigation from Congress. What we also know is that Dr. Fauci was running a PR campaign. He was not giving the American people accurate scientific information. He was cherry picking different facts to help him in a PR campaign. So maybe he should leave his post and go work for an ad agency to try to do PR campaigns. But Maria, this is despicable.
You know, and it is despicable. Let me just share with you a little bit of the research
Well, I wanted this one from Sandra about our going back to terrestrial radio. Okay. Must admit, I really like
poor Josh.
This format on the Chuck and Julie show. Thank you. Thank you. I do think it's better. I think it is. See people and talk to people.
Oh, I love it, doing the Zoom thing. But so here's the thing. YouTube this year, there was an interview with the CEO, admits that they are fine-tuning their algorithms to censor independent creators like us. And the CEO referred to this as people broadcasting from their basement. Hello, exactly. And because they wanted to boost reliable sources of information. Reliable, they flat out admit, are the corporate mainstream media organizations, and they don't show recommendations. They need booster on YouTube, and they say they are deliberately quickly ramping up, removing videos. They removed some 800,000 videos so far about the COVID thing. And they want to do this as hurriedly as they can, because see, here's what happens. They are in, she's at cahoots. I would say they're in a conspiracy, almost a criminal conspiracy,
Rico,
to control what people hear so that they can then control what people think, so they can then control how people act. They know that when you've got people like us, they control the mainstream media because their interests are alike. Sure. They're all oligarchs. They control them, and they know they can control
or
them.
Out of fear.
The problem is YouTube in its own way was its own sort of worst enemy to taking over the world. And that is, you've got people all over the universe popping up, broadcasting all kinds of stuff out of their basement, and they can't have that. So now they're just labeling it under the title of misinformation. And they send you these emails, oh, we know you're disappointed. It's like, no, screw you. Mm-hmm. I'm not disappointed. The fact that you banned us tells me more than anything that Michael Tao could be right. It's sort of like, and it's only going to get worse. And guys, I want you to know, I encourage you to go look at us, follow us on Rumble, because I predict by the end of maybe the summer, if not before, we'll be banned from YouTube altogether. It's kind of like, I relate everything to science fiction movies. It's kind of like in The Matrix, when that ship, the Nebuchadnezzar, was like hiding from the evil Matrix bots, but somebody on the ship made a noise and then the bots swarmed at it and started attacking us. Somehow or another, our show, broadcast here out of a basement, came to the attention
of the authorities,
exactly, and they are set to destroy us. Now, it's an algorithm. I don't think anyone's listening to our show at YouTube. I think for the algorithm.
We have a lot of fans.
For the fans on YouTube. But, I mean, it is alarming what they're trying to do, and it's a war. The big tech companies have weaponized their own platforms, and they're using them against the American people. Basically, they're trying to prohibit you from talking about whatever it is you want to talk about. Now, I mean, weigh in, 303-888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. And Karen, Kathleen, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but if you feel like it, I'd love to hear your thoughts, because I'm sure you struggle with this too. You always have to weigh, should we say this, shouldn't we? And I'm going to tell you right now, we will never pull our punches. You got Rudy Giuliani was banned, as you said. Senator Johnson was banned for talking about hydroclad support, however you say that.
Trump is permanently banned.
Well, Trump permanently, is permanently banned. One of the things, though, that I really disagree with was that the that one network, was it Right Broadcast News? I forget their name. An online thing. They had Mike Lindell on, and he was talking about the vaccine, and they stopped him. They said, you know, we're going to have a whole platform shut down if you talk about vaccines, so they wouldn't let him. This really alarming. At the G7 yesterday, Biden and Boris Johnson, what they did is they amended the 1914 Atlantic Charter Declaration, because now they've added a different commitment. There are 8 commitments. They added a new one, right?
Yay.
The new one is that we want to defend against misinformation.
I love what Boris Johnson came back and said that, we're going to build back, I guess, meaning build back from the COVID one, gentler, and more green and more equitable, and gosh, yes, more feminine. Oh, and you kind of go, lucky you're the conservative. You know, we don't have it from the lefty, but you know, it just shows you.
Well, here, one of the viewers is asking, how can they reach the show when YouTube is down? So I want to tell you, we always, you go to bbsradio.com, because on bbsradio.com, that's the number one way to reach us, particularly if you want to listen live, because they archive all of our shows there. And the guys at BBS are amazing. BBS itself has been banned from YouTube, not because of our show, but because they...
All the other shows.
Because of all the other shows, all these other people broadcasting from their basement that the corporate mainstream oligarchs don't want you to have information that hasn't been run through their, you know, 1984 committees first. So you can go to bbsradio.com always, and you can link live there. The other thing is we post the shows on Rumble, and you can also just go to chuckandjulie.com, and you'll find the shows there. The banned show, the show that YouTube doesn't want you to see, it's up there. It's on our show. It's on the BBS website too. And as to Karen, I'm trying to figure out how to get live on Rumble. It's a complicated podcasty restreaming world, and I'm trying to figure out how to do that. I think we're going to be able to broadcast live on Podbean, and we're going to, I think, upgrade to the video audio thing on Podbean. The thing is, those formats will make you pay, which is okay. We're good
make
with that.
Make us pay.
Yeah, they don't make you pay. They make us pay.
Which fund me.
Well, you know what? Actually, let me make a quick little picture. We're going to launch a thing on this. But guys, if you go to bbsradio.com, you can sponsor us. There's a little purple button up there that you can click on. You can sponsor Karen too. You can sponsor shows, and it gets $1.99 or something like that.
I know where you might be able to get $100,000 from a bunch of conservative pundits because AOC and her grandmother didn't want it, so maybe you guys could get it.
Get us out of this Rumble here. Give us 100,000 and we can...
Sandra's saying, can I get BBS Radio through Roku? I don't know, Thomas, do you know an answer to that? Okay, so Sandra says, I watch your podcast on YouTube and I can't listen. So we are on Rumble. We're also on Podbean. If you go to podbean.com, it's a Chuck and Julie show there. And again, all the links are on our website at chuckandjulie.com. Or again, just go to bbsradio.com at the Chuck and Julie show. They're figuring that out, Sandra, if they can get it through Roku. A lot of these, they have such weird, and Karen, you would agree with me there too. It's a tricky and ever-evolving world, isn't it?
Yes, you have to be very creative. And it's like the Wild West.
Yes, and which is fun in its own way.
But I gotta say, Europe or something in a communist country is a
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have had Steve Turley on. He is so good.
Okay,
he's among the few that has believable optimism, which I find difficult.
The best con.
And he says he's very optimistic. He says there's a conservative new awakening starting, and it's all over the country. And I've interviewed him several times because when I get depressed, I want to talk to Steve Turley. But he does say something that is not so optimistic, and that is if things do go in the direction we're talking about, then you always have that secondary market, the black market of what's really going on, what the real cost of things are, and a lot of countries that have been taken over by totalitarians, they have a very healthy black market. We don't want to see that happen to America. No,
here's Karen. I don't think it's a stretch to talk about what the big tech platforms, and they openly talk anymore about they're doing this because, again, they just don't want all the people just saying whatever they want out of their basement. I mean, we could go through all the misinformation that the mainstream corporate media, who are supposed to be reliable, I mean, we could fill hours talking about all of that fake news. So it has nothing to do with actually whether the news is reliable or not reliable. It has everything
to do... Well, if it comes from MSNBC or CNN, you know it's reliable. You know you can count on it.
It has everything to do.
It's been thoroughly vetted and fact-checked back and forth.
It has everything to do with them wanting to control the message. I think people have... Well, let me just finish this, Karen.
Yeah.
I think people have it backwards. It's not that YouTube or that, you know, the media people are in cahoots with the YouTube people, the oligarchs, I believe these international global oligarchs, the elite, they are the ones who are actually pulling the strings. They're the ones who want to control the message. It's not that YouTube is going along with the Democrat message. No, the Democrats are going along with whatever YouTube wants them to say. I think, and they have weaponized it. And it's no different than in China where, you know, you can't say this or you can't say that. That's what's happening in this country. They're literally trying to wipe us out of existence.
Yeah. Well, never, ever, ever believe the headline.
Right.
Whatever they tell you is the reason for what they're doing is never the reason.
Right.
When they say misinformation, it's simply an excuse to shut people down because they can't say, well, they could with this populace, some of them, we're going to shut you down because we don't like what you're saying. No, they're going to call it misinformation. They are so head and shoulders ahead of us in the propaganda department that we have to step up our game and alert people that whenever you see a headline that the left gives you, it's not the real story. Not ever.
Which is exactly what Michael... Tal was talking about. I mean, that's
great.
Well, I
think saw him. He was great.
I think the other thing that's going on too is, which gives me some cautious optimism, and that is they're not even pretending anymore. And so they're not just banning us, they're banning anybody. I mean, you know, when you talk to the folks at BBS, some of the shows that have been banned and have gotten banned don't have anything to do with politics. If it's medicine, if it's new age stuff, if it's UFOs, it's whatever they don't want you to hear for God knows what the reason is. They just make sure that it's banned. And I think that there was a time, I remember my daughter and I, a year and a half ago when we launched this venture, and I was like, you know, I think they throttle us. I think they suppress us. She's like, oh, Mom, you're just being paranoid. Now they're like, now oh, God. Knows. She knows. And I think that's a thing here. And is people know. No more when people say, well, you know, I think YouTube is banning us. They don't say, oh, that's a paranoid conspiracy theory. They either agree with the ban or disagree, but no one thinks you're crazy anymore.
No, because we're living in crazy, but you're making me feel really self-conscious and very inadequate because I haven't been banned as much as you guys have
been. Well, you need to try harder.
I know. I'm just not trying because I'm still out there, which means I don't matter. When you're banned, and I did try to get you on YouTube today, and that's the reason I'm on Zoom because – I ought to know better and to go to BBS, but I myself go to Zoom and say, where am I going to find them?
Here's the thing. You can all, and that's another thing too. And again, there's a link on to Zoom at BBS Radio. But what happens is, so you get a little letter from YouTube saying, and again, their policy is to get them off as quickly as possible. Their goal, frankly, people know the process. When I load the video up to YouTube, it takes a while, right? YouTube's got to process it. They have a thing now that they say, oh, we're delaying it because we're checking for copyright violation. Okay, I don't buy that for a freaking second.
No.
What they're doing is they're allowing their algorithms to check. I think that probably if you become known as a conservative site or a UFO site or something, and you say
the
magic combination of masks, COVID, Fauci, they just automatically ban you. And they say their goal is to ban you before you get a single view. So that's what they're trying to do. So we've been banned. First, we were banned for 1 week. Then because we had a second strike within a 90-day period, now we're banned for 2 weeks. And if we get a third strike in a 90-day period, we're permanently banned. We enter Trump's
You've
run.
Been bad. Bad,
bad, bad. Bad,
bad people. Just by way of optimism, because it's there's precious little of it, I'm sure you saw the viral video of Tatiana Ibrahim, did you? If you didn't, you got to see it. It's going nuts.
Okay.
And it's people like this. This is a Christian woman who is married to a Muslim. She took on the school board.
Yes.
And she did not back down one iota. And those are the people that these totalitarians are afraid of, because once people like that and others remind people that they had it within their power all along, just like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz,
right?
We had it in our power all along, but they told us we were stuck, then watch out. And it's people like that and the lawsuits that are coming. That doesn't mean I'm highly optimistic. I'm too much of a realist for that. But I do think that's how we're going to get out of this mess.
Well, see, and Charlene, exactly. Charlene makes a good point here, too. She says we're in a loop with Facebook and YouTube. They tell us lies, then they monitor our posts to see if we believe them. Our feedback helps them implement their agenda. That's absolutely right. And people are agreeing with you, Karen. I mean, that's exactly what they do. And Karen, I have no doubt, again, the YouTube people and the Facebook people say they are deliberately expanding their algorithms. And you know how AI works is it starts to learn. And they said they didn't even care if they make mistakes, right? They say we'd rather ban somebody who doesn't deserve to be banned.
Better be safe than sorry.
Yeah, than not ban somebody and let this misinformation
get out there. That misinformation.
I'm sure what happened is, you know, we get noticed once, and I was only kind of exaggerating about like it's in the Matrix movie where the bots swarm you. All of a sudden now they're alerted to your presence.
Yeah.
And so any little thing and boom, they just ban you.
Yes.
But again, the reason I'm even more than Well, no, I'm not more. I'm still just cautiously optimistic. It is. It's people like that because they're starting to push back on things in people's lives, right? People are like, hey, look, if I want to listen to whatever on YouTube, that crazy Chuck and Julie, because they're so funny, how wrong they are, people should be able to. And I think most people in America still believe in free speech and believe that they should be able to listen to something if they want to. And the more these people try to tell us, no, you can't listen to that, the more they ban people, the more people speak out about being banned. I think it helps make people realize they got to seek alternative sources to get their information.
Well, I haven't read where in the First Amendment where it talks about free speech's exception for misinformation. Free speech, you can sell all the information you want as long as it's not misinformation, and misinformation can be banned because that means virtually everything can be banned that you don't like. I mean,
exactly. And I also think that we are terrible at recognizing where this is going. We're not proactive enough to recognize that these are giant, massive red flags, and I say red flags on purpose. This is how they always institute communism. It's out of the communist playbook. Another great video was another Asian woman who said all of this looks very familiar to her. She grew up in Mao's China. Yeah. And what conservatives do not realize is they don't shut people down just to shut people down. They shut people down in order to identify them, extricate them, punish them, and to condition the rest of the public to make sure they don't do likewise.
Exactly.
Sounds like a good program.
Exactly. That's what they do. That's what culture is all about, right? That's what the shaming is all about. And fortunately, though, it has turned around. I was at a meeting Tuesday, the Parker Conservatives, and spoke there about this. And, you know, the moderator, Mark Hamilton, was like, how many people have been in Facebook jail or YouTube jail? And half the people raise their hand and they clap for each other, right? It's become, and this is why I think they're going to ultimately lose, it's become a badge of honor. It is like Chuck said, being the resistance, you know, operating under some kind of communist or totalitarian regime where you just keep speaking out. It'd be like Arab Spring, if Arab Spring had worked, kind of thing.
Spring was never designed to work. I don't know. I got to just tell you, I have a battery that needs to be replaced on my laptop. So if I lose you, I have not been censored.
You've been censored.
The Autobots are not censored.
Well, we will let you go, Kieran.
We'll let you go. Thanks, Kieran.
Thank you very much, Kieran Cattley.
All right.
To her.
Have a great weekend.
Before she gets banned on Spouting Off at BBS Radio. Okay, 888-627-6008 if somebody wants to call in. 888-627-6008 or anybody else out there too who's listening to us on Zoom, feel free just to raise your hand or to just pop in and open it up. But I think Kieran is right, though. One of the things, and it's kind of funny and you kind of joke about it, but I think it is really serious what they're trying to do. And again, I think it's noteworthy that they're not just doing it to political shows or conservative political shows.
Shows can get very radical at times. Very radical. And what they may recommend how to make beef. And beef, of course, is bad for you.
What they're doing, though, is a YouTube CEO said, they want to deplatform basically the crazies broadcasting out of their basement. They want to make it so that you only listen to what they
deem to be reliable sources
of not just even news but information.
And
that's the really scary thing. So it's not just us, it's anybody out there who's trying to do this. And you know, YouTube, it's pretty easy for them, but there are these other sites popping up. And I mean, and what Charlene talked about, another one which I hadn't heard of, I'll look into this, Odyssey.com. We'll have to see about getting on that. And I don't think they're going to be able to silence us, though. There are too many people out there who are now aware that the big tech people are weaponizing their platforms. But let me ask you this. I mean, Ken Buck is all over the place saying, we're going after those big tech
companies. Oh, I know I can. Yeah, yeah.
Are you worried about that? Or
Ken going, yeah, because all he's just trying to do is help the media giants in their fight against the tech giants. And you know, it's nothing Ken says is actually true.
It's not what's going on. Well, you know, Leo makes the point that social platforms need to be regulated like a public utility, i.e. power or old phone companies. You know, I agree with that. And Chuck, why don't you explain, because you weren't able to make it to the Tuesday meeting, but you've pointed out that the social media platforms really don't have an argument. They're like, oh, we can do whatever we want because we're private companies, but they're the town square, basically.
Yeah, there is a case out of Alabama in which there's a company town, which means the company owns everything. They own the streets, they own the buildings, they own everything. And religious groups were putting literature out, come to our Baptist church or whatever else. And they banned it. And they said, well, we can regulate any speech we want. It's private property. And the Supreme Court said, no, you've become a town square. It may be technically owned by you as opposed to a government only, but it acts in the same purpose. And therefore, you can't do that. And then there's a later case out of North Carolina, I think it was, in which the tech company said, well, we're totally private. And Supreme Court, no, you've really assumed a place where you are a virtual town hall, a virtual public square. So now they have to do is connect the dots and say, yes, people can see you when you suppress their free speech. Would be wonderful.
Well, and that's where DeSantis is going with what's going on in Florida, right? DeSantis is doing that. Right. Now, and here's the thing. I would have no problem. That's to say if you're YouTube and you wanted to charge. So, for instance, I noticed at Podbean, I don't think they censor us. At least they haven't at all. But we pay for that. Not a lot, but we pay for that. Right. And so maybe, I don't know if that's a solution. But I think that shouldn't have to be either. I think, though, we just all need to realize, again, whether you agree with us or agree with other people or disagree, that these big tech platforms, it's like Charlene said, they put this information out, then they monitor your response to see if you believe it or not. And you got to wonder, where are they going with all of that information? Why does Facebook need to know what my political beliefs are? Why do they, did you see the thing where there now is, you have to opt out of this. Everybody who's got that, which we don't have, those like little ring doorbell things, right? That you can see, it's constantly seeing, right? Well, they want you to hook up to your neighbors and your neighbors hook up to you.
And
to the police department so that they all hook up together. Yeah. So they can
one surveillance state everywhere.
Now, does anybody buy that for a second? It's like, don't do that. Why does Ring, which is Google, I think, why does Google need to be watching your front yard or your backyard or your neighbors? They want you to sign up to your neighbors because in case your stupid neighbor doesn't have it,
they can point it over that way.
I mean, it's just all they're doing is gathering information, and the whole point of them gathering information is to influence us.
They had this great one where, remember last year, where they said Trump had Lafayette Square cleared out because he wanted to go over there and have a PR moment, and they banned anybody who said he didn't, and now it comes out, they had a report, you know, 2 years later.
Yeah, two years, they probably knew the next day.
Yeah, they knew the next day. They said, well, no, actually, cleared it out. It has nothing to do with Trump. Doesn't matter, you know, now you can talk about it again.
They haven't even corrected it. And, you know, and this from Charlene, she's right here. DeSantis reminds us that there is normalcy. Otherwise, we would all be gaslighted that censorship is good. But Charlene, that's what they do. That's why they use the words misinformation and that they're getting us used to it under the COVID thing, right? Because everybody was so freaked out about COVID. They're like, you have the big tech companies are like, well, we have to get accurate information out. Lives are at stake. So we're censoring the misinformation so that people don't die. Well, then they just get you used to being censored for misinformation. Misinformation about the election. So we don't have an insurrection.
Have you noticed that's a favorite word now? To question an election is a threat to democracy. So if they rigged the election, it doesn't matter if they rigged it.
But if
you're questioning of it, it threatens our, and reporters, you can say, well, isn't this audit threatening our democracy? It brings into question whether it's valid or not. And they kind of go, and if they find it's valid, then it'd be great, right? And no, you can't question things. It's a threat to our democracy.
And that's the end. They're trying to create a society where you can't question. And John Conlon is right. They start in the schools where they start teaching kids stuff. And if the kid questions it, then the kid gets punished.
Oh, did you say that one of the teachers calling every expert of word in the world to a straight kid? Listen, you little dick. Listen, you bastard.
God. Well, that's true. Leo saying Einstein would have been censored because Newton was proven science. Well, and they don't, I mean.
Einstein was censored in part.
Was he? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How so?
Well, he never got a Nobel Prize for general relativity because it was too controversial. So they gave him on Brownian motion. So, you know.
There you go. And I think, again, to me, the bottom line thing is it's easy to joke about it. And it's easy to say, yay, it's a badge of courage. We were banned by YouTube. But the thing is they're not just doing it to us. They're doing it across the board to all kinds of different programs and shows and sources of information. And to me, the bottom line thing is, they know that people are smart. They know that if they let people have information, people can figure things out. So that's why they have to control the information. They just have to shame you and ban you and cancel you if you question their information.
Well, and the trust in the public in the reliable sources is as low as it's ever been.
Right. That's the reason for
after Russiagate, that debacle, After time, whether it's the source of the coronavirus or whether ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine work, they've constantly told us, no, this is settled science. And I love Dr. Fauci, who's really becoming the evil Dr. Fauci,
right?
Even in a lot of
as hard mind. As they're trying to protect him, yeah.
And he said, to question me is to question science. I question me, you are questioning science
because
itself.
Science is developing from one day to the next. Masks good, masks bad.
Whatever I say is science, and you must believe science.
Right, like climate change and with transgender, science. It's science. And nobody buys that nonsense. Nobody.
I'm sure there are lots of
people. I think the people who buy it are the people who want to believe
they're
it.
They're
called
anyway. Democrats, really.
Well, that's what I'm saying, the people who want to believe it anyway. So I'm going to wrap up. We're almost time to go. Anyway, so because I want to just a couple of things just to sort of clarify. So again, if you're just kind of joining the show, or if you were like, what did she say about YouTube earlier? So we have now been banned for 2 weeks from YouTube again, but never fear, number one, that's not going to stop us from doing the kind of shows.
From spreading misinformation.
From spreading misinformation. No, so now we're going to be banned forever. Number two, you can still find us. The way to find us is always, you can go to bbsradio.com and go to the Chuck and Julie show. They have links there to all of our previous shows. They also have links there to listen live. You can also go to our website, chuckandjulie.com. There is a link there that will take you straight to BBS Radio. You can even call in from our website too, if you want. Just click on call now.
That's a very friendly website.
Yeah. And also, all of our shows, if I can't get them up on YouTube, I'm going to put them on Rumble. Usually, to be honest, I put them on both anyway. Mm. But if they're not on YouTube, you can always find us on Rumble. And I hope that you will, because it's tricky trying to build a following when people are used to listening to you one way. And that's what YouTube counts on. That's what they're counting on, is that people will
eventually
say,
eventually people will stop relying on YouTube. And,
right. Yeah. Well, they're destroying their whole thing. I mean, if you're just somebody who actually is making money on YouTube, and they can just demonetize you any step of the way. Then the other programming note is that the BBS folks are going through a major upgrade and move. And so next week, their computers are like going to be completely busy.
They're moving to Texas, right?
I think so, yes. And so—
Good move.
So the shows on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday are going to be repeats of some of our best shows, including the show that YouTube banned. But we'll be back.
We should have just all banned shows.
Yeah.
You got a couple, get a third one in there.
But we will
ban Chuck and Julie.
Exactly. We will be back, though, live the following Monday. Hope to see you all there. Thank you, guys. Can't tell you how much we appreciate you and the
love
battle.
You all.
The battle that you do, too. It's now Party Friday.
Party Friday, officially.
We'll see you.
Take care.
Thanks, everyone.